Yesterday, Luke Williams gave a reading of his book, The Echo Chamber, at the Westport Book Festival. The book is about 54-year-old Evie Stepman, who grew up in Lagos in the 1950s. As a child, Eve had extraordinary acute powers of hearing, and now, as an adult, alone in an attic in Scotland, tries to record everything she heard and experienced as a child. The Guardian termed the book a work of astonishing synthesis. The Independent called it remarkable. I had the chance to speak to Luke about how he got to writing and the book he is working on at the moment. How did you get to writing?
Well, I was studying history at Edinburgh University, and I kind of gathered all this kind of material which I was really interested in, which I was going to, well, turn into a kind of monograph, a historical monograph. But then I guess at one stage I realised that using that material and turning it into fiction would be a better or more interesting way of kind of negotiating all this archival material I had, and that switch was quite liberating from history into fiction. But at the same time, I was always quite aware of the historian in me, so there was a kind of negotiation between using those texts or all those material I've read to try and turn them into fiction, and it seemed to work, so I carried on with it.
So your main job is being a historian?
No, not at all, but I guess my main job is writing. I kind of teach as well. I'm not a kind of professional historian at all, but I definitely, the kind of studying history has really informed my fiction, and I guess a lot of the things I write, this book and things I'm writing at the moment, is using archives or, well, all the texts that you can mine that have been written in the past, and kind of using hopefully some kind of alchemy to turn it into stories.
So you get your stories from history books and history in general?
Yeah, not just history books, but also memoirs folk have written or diaries that you can find in archives and so on. Yeah, definitely. I think other people's stories are more interesting than my own, and there's plenty of stories to steal.
And does it pay for your living, or do you still have to work?
I still have to work, yeah, of course. I mean, I got a bit of money for this book, but I also teach, mostly writing, bits of teaching and bits of writing just about allow me to scrape by.
And may I ask what your next book is going to be about?
Yeah, of course. Actually, my next book is a collaboration with Natasha Subramanian, who wrote a couple of chapters of this one, and we're writing this one 50-50. And it's, I guess, instead of a main character, a person, the main character is an island. The island's called Diego Garcia, which is part of the Chagos Archipelago in the Indian Ocean, which is, as you may know, it's an island which is now the biggest military base outside, US military base outside the US. And we're kind of using all the text, I guess, generated from the island. I should say that one of the main stories of this island is the people who lived there, the Chagosians, were forcibly removed by the Americans and the British.